This week, we continue our study with the title Rebuild the Ancient Ruins, Part 2. In the last devotion, we saw that as our country begins to ease itself from the lockdown, the United Kingdom government needs to give help and support to rebuild our businesses and economy from the devastation the coronavirus pandemic has caused. We also learn how Israel had returned from captivity in Babylon, and under Nehemiah's leadership, they began to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, as recorded in the book of Nehemiah. We are using the rebuilding of the walls in their unique steps to illustrate the steps we need to take to rebuild in our lives when we have been devastated by traumas which may have come our way in our daily lives. Last week, we considered the Sheep Gate, which illustrates the importance of following the Good Shepherd, Jesus himself, who also refers to himself as the gate or door into the sheepfold. This is the first and most important step we need to take in order for him to begin the work of restoration in our life. The next gate needing restoration after the sheep gate in Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 3 was the fish gate. There are a number of instances in the New Testament connected with fish and fishing. We read these words in Matthew 4:18-20. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. In the King James Version of the Bible in Matthew 18:4, the translation records what Jesus said slightly different. We read, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." How true it is for us to do just that. Because if we decide to follow Jesus, he will make you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he will give us the desire to follow him. He will begin to transform us and teach us and guide us into the life and service he will have already planned for each one of us before time began. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here." We read in John 10:21, what Jesus, as our good shepherd, said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Once we invite Jesus, the good shepherd, into the sheepfold, we have to learn to recognize his voice in order to follow him and allow him to transform us and renew us to become good citizens of Jesus. We need to be able to obey him and allow him to guide us. In Psalm 138, verse 3, we read, "When I called you, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted." God is able to transform our lives. He will pick us up from being broken and weak to become strong warriors for him. Just after Jesus had risen from the dead, he appeared again to the disciples, who, thinking their future of following Jesus had finished, returned to their fishing on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. We read in John 21:11-13. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple who Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so much the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. When the disciples heard the voice of Jesus calling out to them, I wonder, did their minds go back to the first time Jesus called out to them to follow him, when he asked them to become fishers of men? Once we know Jesus as our Saviour and Lord, we become a child of God. We will never forget the fatherly call of God in our lives. We will discover that Jesus has a unique way of drawing our attention in each of our lives, so that when we are going through difficulties, he in his distinct way will call out to us, and we will immediately recognize him. There are a number of ways God can speak to us. Reading the Bible shows us the standard God expects of us to live, which we should seek to follow. Sometimes it may be a timely word from a Christian friend. It may even be the words to a Christian song or hymn. It is often that you feel an inner voice speaking to you. It is a voice you are unable to describe, but you know it is a prompting for you to do something. A friend of ours took his wife to have an outpatient operation in their local hospital. Our friend did not like hospitals, so once his wife was called in, he agreed with her he would go for a walk rather than wait in the waiting room. Sometime later, as he was walking along the road, an inner desire, a voice pressed on his spirit to return to the hospital. There he found his wife just returning out of the operating theatre. How this little prompting by the Holy Spirit strengthened his faith. Other singular occurrences followed after what he had experienced in the hospital. When I became ill with ME some 20 years back, we fell into financial poverty, not sure where the next amount of money was coming from. As we were travelling to make our weekly visit to Chris's mum, in the centre of the road ahead of us flew just level with the car's windscreen, some distance down the road, a black and white spotted woodpecker. We are both avid nature lovers. I immediately felt God was getting our attention. He wanted to reassure us all will be well for us. As we got closer towards Chris's mum's home, I casually remarked to Chris, making reference to our financial difficulties, "This is the 11th hour," meaning we were close to having to make hard choices. Soon after we arrived in my mother-in-law's home, Chris's brother presented her with a cheque for £500, a legacy from Chris's auntie, who had recently passed away. God is so good to us. How wonderful is the way he cares for his own children. The disciples thought, when they witnessed Jesus' death on the cross, Jesus, having clearly told them he would send the Holy Spirit to endow them with power, they thought there was no longer a future for them to continue following Jesus, so they decided to go back to the old ways of living and go back to their work of fishing. It had not registered with them that soon after Jesus returned to heaven, they would receive the empowering energy of the Holy Spirit, who would transform them from just ordinary citizens, ordinary fishermen, to become dynamic evangelists who would preach the gospel and see many folk won for Christ, birthing the start of the Christian church. If we leave Jesus out of our lives, we will soon feel a vacuum in our life. we will lack purpose. We will soon want to go back to following our old ways, and we will want to follow our own ways, to live our life doing the things in our own strength. These seven disciples decided to go back to their old trade of fishing. For myself, having crossed the Sea of Galilee by boat, I know that the Sea of Galilee is teeming with fish. So it would be such a surprise for the disciples to not have caught a single fish. It was Jesus' intervention that prevented the disciples from catching any fish. Jesus wanted to remind them of their folly in forsaking him and seeking to do things in their own strength and without him at the helm. How exciting it was for the disciples to once again hear and recognize Jesus' voice. Having realized it was Jesus who called out to them on the seashore, John called out, "It is the Lord." There was that immediate desire to respond to his voice once again, to follow him and listen to his every request. Jesus then told the disciples to throw out the net on the right side, and they had an abundant catch. When we allow Jesus to become our guide, when we follow him and allow him to help and guide us, we will know the blessings he wants to shower us with. Indeed, the disciples, having witnessed Jesus being taken back up into heaven, just a few days later became empowered with the Holy Spirit. They truly did become fishers of men. For four of the disciples, their career was fishing. Yet when they became followers of Jesus, he gave them a new gift to become fishers of men, sharing the good news of eternal life and having Jesus as a friend and guide while here on earth. Each one of us who have experienced rebirth by being spiritually born again will be assigned by God a specific gift. When we know our calling on our life, be it serving or leading, the Holy Spirit will give us an inner feeling of purpose, which will be one of the stepping stones to renewing and rebuilding our life and relationship with Jesus. As we begin to get up off the floor, mercifully Jesus will give us the opportunity in some way to serve him, to help us, to encourage us, to commence the rebuilding of our life again. It is often through the traumas we experience that in due time we are able to testify to others who may be going through similar circumstances, what we have been through, to help them get back on their feet. Now we recognize the voice of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, and are willing to follow him, he can start to address the many issues we may have from the many crippling things that we may have experienced, which will be a hindrance to our spiritual Christian growth, which will have affected us in the past. Now we are ready to move into the next stage by learning about the next gate Nehemiah speaks about, which is the old gate, which we read about in Nehemiah 3:6, which we will look at in our next devotion.